The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We have with us Dwayne White, owner of White's Mechanical. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors that have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on with all this weather in the neighborhood. You never know what you're going to see.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. That's jruddy.com, where we also have all the popular podcast apps that we feature this radio show on. I'd like to say hello to Dave and Angela Cianci. They listen regularly. They tune in every weekend when they're in the car. And I just say thank you very much for listening and letting me know about it. Dwayne White, White's Mechanical. Can you tell me how long you've been doing what you do, please?
So I've been doing this since I graduated high school, pretty much. I went in the Air Force, learned heating and air conditioning, and I've been doing it ever since. So I've owned my own business now for, we're going on 22 years.
Wow.
Yep, time flies when you're having fun.
All right.
So you've seen it all.
Yeah.
We are headed into that dark, dreary, cold, snowy, icy time of year. Soon we'll be in the middle of it. And
how many days till Christmas?
I can't think about that. Right. We have a lot of time.
I know.
Okay. What do you think homeowners should be doing at this point in time?
So we're coming up to the season. So preventative maintenance is the biggest thing this time of year. Having the units serviced, filters inspected, everything inspected properly so it's operating properly and working when they need it.
So what does service mean? What do you do to you? What do you do to the unit?
So depending on what type of heating system you have.
Say I have a steam. Say I got a boiler and I got steam.
So if you have a steam boiler, there's a couple different types. Gas. There's maintenance done to that as far as flame sensors and pilot assemblies, burner tubes. Make sure they're all clear of any kind of like miscellaneous spider webs, debris. Just from over the summer, dust, to make sure it operates fine and the flame is burning like it should. And then you have oil. Oil has to be serviced every year because it builds up a soot inside. So it needs vacuumed out and cleaned properly, replace nozzles, check electrodes. So with the steam systems, and then run the systems, make sure you don't have steam vents leaking, simple things like that that will cost you money if one's leaking, because it'll never build up the pressure and it'll run and run and run. So just that's what we consider the preventative maintenance for steam systems and stuff. Same falls under the categories hot water systems. They have pretty much the same service and make sure everything is running right, all the pumps are running. And then you get into the warm air systems, same thing. Everything with gas has flame sensors and stuff that should be cleaned and checked over, make sure it operates properly. You check the safeties and stuff, but with warm air, they have a filter. So if the filter is dirty, you're going to lose efficiency, you know, and it's going to cause more problems in the future.
Wow. So this is something that should be done by a professional.
Because
you're talking about flame sensors and looking at the flame, knowing that it's right. It's not something that Uncle Joe can do, do you think?
Right. I mean...
Well, they might think that they can
He thinks he could do everything.
Yeah. Some people do. I mean, some people have a little bit of knowledge about it. I mean, but the biggest thing is there's stuff that they don't know about. Like, they don't clean the chimney or check the chimney to make sure... Like, chimney over the years can get debris in it and get washed down from rainstorms and stuff. So part of the service is popping the stack pipe apart and looking in the chimney to make sure there's no blockages. I mean, your standard homeowner, don't get into getting into that. I mean, they'll change a filter or vacuum up a spider web or something to that point. But and then you get into also when it's warm air and stuff, you get into motors and stuff. So you're really inspecting the electrical part of it too, which a homeowner doesn't really get into as much there.
Very good.
Are there any creative strategies to improve energy efficiency in heating systems?
Mainly, the biggest thing is keeping them clean, keeping them operating properly. Without upgrading, because over the years, I mean, boilers are more efficient, furnaces are more efficient. So upgrading a system is key to efficiencies and stuff. But I mean, other than that, it's making sure everything is in your house is proper. Your windows are shut and sealed. Like, a lot of people shut the windows, but they don't lock them. So just from winds and stuff like that, they're not tight and there's air leakage and stuff like that. But as far as the units, like I said, keeping them clean is the best way to keep them operating to their best efficiency level.
I read that there a lot of times it's leaky ductwork that can lead to inefficiency.
There is. I mean, granted, it depends on where the ductwork is located. Unconditioned areas, sometimes it's not a bad thing to have a little leakage because it kind of conditions the pipes down there and stuff. So if it gets too cold out. But for the most part, you want to keep the ductwork sealed. I mean, if it was professionally installed and stuff, most of the time it doesn't really just fall apart or something. If it was installed properly, normally you don't have an issue with ductwork. I mean,
does it need to be cleaned on a regular basis when you do your service annually, or is it?
So with ductwork, it's not an annual thing. I mean, really, it depends on your system. Keeping a good filter in it all the time and replacing that keeps the system clean. You're going to have natural dust in a house, and you'll have some dust in the ductwork and stuff. But like I said, it's not usually installed in an area that it's getting ripped down or it's filling with dirt all the time. I mean, so people call me all the time for duct cleanings and stuff, and it's hard to tell somebody when they need to do it. You know, it's really whenever they want it done. I mean, you could take the grates off the ductwork and look down your duct and see, like, if you have children, are they throwing stuff down there, you know, or something like that.
Or dog hair.
Dog hair, right. You know what I noticed is some going into different homes with the baseboard, lots of people never clean the baseboard. I mean, they'll wipe the outside of it, but I've been in houses where you take the grate off, and that thing is
filled
with hair and junk and
yep.
How can the radiator, you know, transfer the heat if it's there's no airflow?
So you just mentioned it with the dog hair and cat hair. That I see a lot with animal friendly people where that happens, because like anything the dog or cat sheds and it gets blown around, and where does it go? It goes underneath the baseboard. And then just from natural heat rise and cold air dropping, it makes that hair lift up into the vents and do it. So, I mean, we have houses that we go out and that's one of the things that you look for during a preventive maintenance. A lot of that's found during when people are saying, like, oh, this room gets warm and this one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit more into the system and see stuff like that, you know, and there is a process of cleaning it out.
Lots of people are afraid of cleaning them because they don't know how to put everything back together. How many times have you gone into a house and the panels are just kind of leaning there? I mean, all you got to do is watch a YouTube video because it's very simple. There's just two clips, correct?
Yeah. Yep. There's a couple of clips. Depending on the length of it, there could be multiple, more than two. But again, it's taking it apart without damaging it, you know, because the biggest thing is a lot of change over years some baseboard systems are old, and if you bend that cabinet, it doesn't fit back together properly. And it's not like you could just go to Home Depot and buy another one and snap it back in there. You have to match it to the exact product that you have.
So call you guys.
Yeah, again. we could clean them without ripping them apart. You know, you're using compressed air and shop vacs and stuff like that where you blow them out and stuff, because inside them are a real small fin, like a radiator style. And the problem with that is, like you were saying, if somebody's taking a vacuum and shoving it down in there, you could bend the fins over, and you're doing just as much damage. So,
okay, so as we're talking about creative ways and strategies to improve energy efficiency, one of Pat's favorite topics are programmable thermostats. How do they help or not with energy efficiency?
So they do, if you look at it on the paperwork and online. So I'm not a big fan of them because you're taking the heat down to a certain level. If you're only doing a couple degrees, and that's what they're saying, like if you're leaving your house in the morning to go to work and you kick the thermostat 3 or 4 degrees down and then you come back home and turn it 3 or 4 degrees back up, you're going to save some energy during the day. But it also takes energy to bring that space back up to that temperature. So you get home, and why I don't like it is you get home and you lay on the couch to watch TV for say, and you just turn your thermostat up 5 degrees. Well, that couch is still 5 degrees cooler than where it was. So it's going to feel uncomfortable to some people because it's still cold, even though the room, the space is up to temperature, all the items and objects around the room are still trying to come up to temperature. So there's pros and cons with that. And most of with us, like I said, somebody will turn it down, they'll turn it up. If it gets down to 10 degrees outside and you're trying to bring your house up 5 or 6 degrees, it'll take it a couple hours to get up to temperature. It's not like you turn it up and a couple of seconds later it's...
So anything that you've saved, you lost when you're trying to...
Again, I'm not going to put it out there that... you don't save anything, you do, but is it worth the couple cents that you do save?
Yeah.
You know, for me.
So keep it constant.
I like to keep it constant. Anything that I ever do or when we deal with it, I like to tell people set it and leave it. You know, I get calls all the time where this thermostat is annoying, I can't figure it out. Once you figure it out and you set it, you leave it, and your body, you acclimate to that temperature.
Yeah, we had one time and we needed an engineering degree to figure it out.
How many of these do you find are incorrectly installed by homeowners? Now, there's voltages that are different in all of these, right? These new boilers and heating units are very sensitive, aren't they? They have like computer boards in them and circuit boards. It's not like the old days.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of the new thermostats too, when everybody's into the Wi-Fi mode and stuff. When you have boilers, the old boiler systems were just a two-wire thermostat. When you're trying to upgrade the thermostat to like a Wi-Fi style thermostat, you need another wire to it. And a lot of houses aren't set up for it. I mean, we can run wires and do it, but it all depends on how much you want to put into it. Where, again, Wi-Fi is great for travelers because they can monitor their house. But if you're home all the time and see it, you don't really need.
Because we had... In one of our rentals one time, a guy installed one of these fancy Wi-Fi, and he blew the system out. Yeah. He blew it out, and then he didn't, you know, then there was a fight between the heating guy and the tenant because the tenant, you know, installed it, and he says, oh, I just followed the instructions. And the guy says, yeah, you blew the board. So it's something that should be done by you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the more complex. I know... They give you literature on it. They make it sound like the Home Depot models and stuff make it sound like it's really simple to install until you start working on it and it's not as simple as you thought. You know, there are color code wires and stuff like that, but not everybody uses the same color code that we do, you know. So you can mess it up big time.
One size fits all doesn't fit anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't fit anything.
No. And there's different stages. There's different types. You know, thermostats back in the day had like anticipators for steam systems, for say, you know, the radiator gets really hot, so it would anticipate that if it's shut off at this time, it's going to heat up to this much. Well, the new ones are off and on. That's it.
If you come into my house and you look at the thermostat, every thermostat looks like a hockey puck. We just set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what, you know, at some point, they'll probably phase those out, too.
Oh, you mean the government's going to tell me what kind of thermostat
I can
have in my house?
Well, they did it with light bulbs, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Are we going to go down that road?
No. All right. Yeah, stay off that topic.
Okay.
But they know better than you.
Oh, they do. They do. And they know better than you, too.
Yeah. And they're going to set it up like they already started with some areas that I've heard is they won't let you turn it above or below a certain temperature.
Of course. So, why should they? I mean, because, you know, you got
to. And the Wi-Fi ones, they'll be able to tell because they'll be able to monitor it, where the standard ones, they won't. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. With us today, Dwayne White, owner of White's Mechanical. How does someone get in touch with you?
We're out of Oliphant, PA. White's Mechanical online or on the web. Our phone number is 570-383-2500.
And you make house calls.
Yes.
You're not working remotely, are you?
No.
That's a joke.
It's all remote.
Yeah, it's all remote. Yeah,
it's all remote. Okay. I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor this week, Disaster Blaster. When disaster strikes, Northeastern Pennsylvania trusts Disaster Blaster to make things right. From water damage like broken pipes and roof leaks to mold problems, basement waterproofing, radon, mitigation, and more. Disaster Blaster offers the most services in the indoor environmental industry and is always there to help people. Serving the Northeast PA area, don't hesitate to call Disaster Blaster at 570-963-1123 or visit their website, www.disasterblaster.com. Ooh. They also make house calls.
Yes, they do.
That's a joke.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Ready for a listing, Pat?
Oh, I'm ready. We have a wonderful property. It's at 401 Church Street in Archibald for $329,000. This is a commercial property. It's across the street from the Archibald building, and it's on the Heritage Trail. This property, it's got three buildings. It's got a separate commercial occupancy, a single family home, and two large garages. It's perfect. The single family home could easily be converted back to a duplex. This is a fantastic opportunity for entrepreneurs or investors. All of this on a half acre lot with reasonable taxes of $3,300 a year. You'd love it because it's got this huge two car garage and all the parking back there. It's really nice. That's a commercial property with a single family home at 401 Church Street in Archibald for $329,000. And that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Is that in Archibald?
Yes, it is. It's not in Jessup, it's in Archibald.
That's another inside joke.
That's
and we'll
right.
tell you all about that, Dwayne, on the break.
Yep.
It's break time. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of homebuyers settle for the first agent they meet and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. Average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with Dwayne White, owner of White's Mechanical. We're talking about all the things we need to do to make sure our heating systems are up for the task of winter time, and preventative maintenance is something that you strongly suggest by a professional in the fall, right? Okay, how about what are typical lifespans of a furnace and a boiler, gas, oil?
They're mechanical, so everything varies. But a manufacturer for a furnace and stuff are looking at 12 to 15 years. You get into boilers. Boilers are built a little stronger, cast. They're 20 to 25 years, depending. I'm not going to say there's not some out there that are 40 years old, but as they get older, they lose efficiency.
Right. I was just going to say that. So what are telltale signs that something needs to be replaced?
So the biggest thing that you could tell by looking at it is corrosion. If you look and see rusty parts on it, or it's starting to fall apart, stuff like that, that's the biggest tell that it's time to update. And with boilers, water on the floor, even if it's miscellaneous dripping, because it might not be that time that it's going to go bad. It's going to be when you need it is when they go bad. So if you see water on the floor, stuff. And then furnaces are a little different. You physically can't see the heat exchangers and the parts on that, but you tend to start having issues with startup and stuff. Sometimes people will be like, oh, I have to reset it every once in a while, shut it off, turn it back on. That's usually an indication that one of the safeties has it shut off. So that's a good reference.
It's an indicator that something's going down.
I got a question. We have a family member who has one of the old steam boilers, and they drain the water. How often should you drain the water out of that, like take it a bucket of the rusty water out of the system? How often should you do that?
So with the old style low water cutoffs, they used to say like once a month.
Once a month.
Yep, once a month. But most people haven't done it once in a lifetime. So, and that's a really key part that you want working properly. So
that low water cutoff.
Low water cutoff, because if a boiler gets low on water and runs, it's dangerous.
Oh, it's real dangerous. Very I know dangerous. It is. I've been there.
Yep.
Right. But my dad was against the automatic water feeds because he was in the insurance business as well as the real estate business for a long time. A lot of claims.
Yes. I am against them too. There are certain situations where you can use them, that we do use them, and elderly families, stuff like that, that they can't get down the basement, because that's the biggest thing. You want to inspect it to see your water level. And at that time, that's when you want to drain it off and make sure the water level is going back, set the water level back to where it goes.
Right. So you're looking in that site class. Where should it be? Right in the middle?
About three quarters, middle to three quarters. Yep.
Three quarters to the, okay.
To the top, yep.
Okay. Yeah, but a lot of times those sight glasses have like
yuck
on them.
Yep.
And you can't see.
So one of the biggest things to service in it every year is either replacing the glass or pulling it apart and cleaning it so that you can physically see it.
It's not a big deal to take apart if you know what you're doing.
If you know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. It's easy to break if you don't know what you're doing.
If you don't know what you're doing, yeah.
Yes. Okay. And replacement, they're easy to break too, replacing them, because when you cut them down, it's glass.
Right, right. Fragile. Okay. Yep. Dwayne, professionally, what, in your opinion, what are the best brands, furnaces, and boilers that you recommend?
What we install mainly is either Peerless or Well McLean boilers. They're two of your better brands, well-known. Parts are available, and tech support wise, they know what they're doing. As far as like warm air furnaces, we use a lot of ICP, Comfort Maker, or York systems. What it comes down to a lot now is availability. But those, everybody offers a 10-year parts warranty pretty much anymore, as long as the equipment is registered. And that's the key part, is registered, because a lot of people will purchase a new furnace and they don't register it and they only get a 5-year warranty.
So that's key. Let me ask you something about these ductless units. We have the ductless units in our house with the heat pump. Are those, I guess the newer ones are the most efficient, but do they like cut off? Do they like lose their efficiency when at a certain temperature?
They do. So with ductless splits or any heat pump system, as the temperature drops, the efficiency falls off. But with technology and everything over the years, they keep on making them more and more efficient. So ductless splits are, they call them, like the ones that we use are Fujitsu units, and the hyperheat ones, they're good to like minus 15 degrees.
Really?
Now. Yes.
I remember years ago, it was like you can't use them below 20 degrees because they don't work.
Yeah. And the colder it gets, the less BTUs they put out, and that's when you need the BTUs,
right,
is why.
But in a pinch or when it's this time of the year, they're perfect to use.
Spring and in the fall, they're very efficient. They came a long way, and people love them for
it. Yeah, they're popular.
Oh, it's instant heat. You turn it on, you got hot air in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spot heaters, too. So whatever room they're in, you don't have to heat the whole house if you have one in your living room. To take that chill out.
Or if you go in the kitchen when you come home from work and it's freezing. She's always cold.
Yeah.
She's always cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just turn it on and you have warm.
I'm one of those that crank up the heat. I'm going to be thinking of you, though, Dwayne, when I'm doing that. Because
she's turning the hockey puck.
Yeah.
Especially when he's not around.
And we were talking efficiency earlier. That's one of the things that's bad. People turning them up too high, thinking it's going to heat faster. Just set it to a comfortable temperature, and it'll get there. If you set it at 72 degrees, it's going to go to 72 degrees. If you turn it up to 80 degrees, it's not going to make it heat any faster. But then people forget about it.
And yes, that's me.
Then the opposite, it's too
and
hot.
And who turned on the heat? I don't know.
Then you're opening a window. Yeah,
the air conditioner is on, and they turn the heat
I
on.
Did.
That's my favorite, when you got two of them going.
Yeah.
But I do that with the fireplace. I go in, I crank it all the way up, and I stand in front of it. Yeah.
And I walk in there 2 hours later, it's like, boom, I get hit with the heat. It's so warm.
Exactly. Yep.
Dwayne White, owner of White's Mechanical. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
So we're out of Oliphant, PA. Our phone number is 570-383-2500.
And you're on the web?
And we're on the internet, online, Facebook, anywhere you want to look.
White's Mechanical. Okay, so you mentioned the brands you do install, but you work on anything.
Yes. Yep, we work on any brand out there.
Any make, model. How about coal?
believe it or not, we have over the years. It's not a big thing that we do, and we don't get into it too much, but we have a couple of coal burners out there.
Sure. Yeah, yep. I've seen them too.
Yep.
All right, they're still around.
Yep, rare though. Very rare.
Very rare, right. Okay. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, if you're looking to build your dream home, we might have it. We have a 120 by 100 foot level lot at 121 Delaware Street in Simpson for $49,000. This property sits on a quiet, dead-end street. It's cleared. The parcel is currently unassessed, so the new owner will have to have it assessed upon recording of the deed. That's a 120 by 100 level lot at 121 Delaware Street in Simpson for $49,000, and that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And Dwayne, would you come back next week so we could talk some more about heating?
Yes.
Thank you. The states that have sold the most homes per 100,000 people. Number one, South Carolina. 2, Arizona. 3, North Carolina. 4, Florida. 5, Tennessee. 6, Ohio. 7, Oklahoma. 8, Idaho. 9, Arkansas. 10, Georgia.
Wow. Everybody's going south.
No PA.
No. No what?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable. We'll be back next Saturday at 11, Sunday at 11:30 a.m. with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. In your past real estate experiences, did you find most agents were mediocre? At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we defy mediocrity by being relentless. Don't settle for average. Contact the relentless at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We have an excellent track record of serving the community for 50 plus years. Call 570-344-6724 or visit jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com.